Friday nights, always. This is how we do it. About our beloved legends. Pull up your chair. Let's chat legendary stuff. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Yeah, we brought to the neutral, and that's why tonight, you know, we honor greatness. A journey that's been carved into the heart of football history. I mean, a name that brought rhythm. When you talk about flair, the fire to the pitch, earning admiration, though, from the terraces to the touchline and from the vibrant township of Snawane, Phakathi Soweto. I mean, to the towering stadiums. He dazzled us with his skill, his passion, also his unshakable spirit. A true icon of the game, a mentor, a visionary, a legend whose legacy is forever etched in the story of South African football. You know, they say the man, the myth, yeah, the force who transformed the game through talent, a lot of courage, sheer determination. And I guess in a world where football transcends borders, you know, some stories rise above the game itself. And that is why our guest tonight has lived such a story. I mean, he's seen it all. He's fought through it all. A warrior of the sport, a leader on and off the field. Not just a footballer, but a coach, a player manager, an administrator, a trailblazer. But his story kind of runs deeper than trophies and titles. And in the darkest of days of apartheid, he stood at the crossroads of sport as well as struggle. I mean, not just playing the game, but also changing it. As the first black player at Wits University, a predominantly white team in the 1980s, I mean, he faced racism head on. And proving that talent knows no color and resilience knows no limits. And that is why tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we honor his journey, his courage, his contribution to the beautiful game. I mean, he played the game. He changed it forever. Ladies and gentlemen, please help us welcome the legendary. Yes, you can see that. Eh? The whole house is standing. Mike Nanana Ntombela. Good to see you, sir. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this. And good evening to the listeners at home. And even the cars and wherever they are.
Yeah, we always say, wherever you are. Makai, golene ibhedlela la phakathi emajele. You listen to the radio and you have Mike Ntombela in studio. And you have somebody who made history with him. And because I respect both of them, I let the leaders and the elders first.
Hi, Rob. You see that man that is sitting there with you, Mike Nanana Ntombela. He's a brother to me. And you know, every time I look at him or I think of him, it takes me back to the first day when he arrived at Wits. And, you know, as you know, that whites believe in size. They believe that a defender has to be big, strong, and tall. Those are the attributes that they are looking for in a defender. And you know the size of that man. You know, the stature is small, but the heart is big. Born with leadership qualities, born with the most educated left foot. You know, I remember the first training session. We did exercises and we were running, and when we did the game situation, they just could not believe that there is so much that Mike Ntombela could cover in terms of cover. When you want to cover the ground, I mean, he could attack and still get back, come back and defend. And he could start an attack from the left side, you know. And I just want to say I'm so blessed that in my time I interacted with him. Blessed indeed that he's a gentleman of note. We've been through a lot, me and him. The abuse from the fans when we played at Orlando Stadium. Remember when he was hit with a knobkiri when we played against AmaZulu in Durban. Imagine when we have to come back minus one of you. You know, he went to the hospital and they admitted him, and we had to come back to Joburg. There's so much that I can say about Mike. You know, we need a show on its own that we can just talk. I can just talk about that man. You know, I really, really take my hat off to him. And now we're getting old. But at least God has given us life. We're still alive and kicking, you know. And I just want to say I wish him everything of the best, everything that he aspires for. Unkulunkulu ambusise, man. Ambusise ngempilo. Okuningi sizokubona. Amphe nje impilo, that's all. Thank you.
Oh, man, the great voice of Mike Sporo Mangena. I mean, what a beautiful tribute. Heartfelt. He's touched on some of your highs and your lows and how the fans were so nasty towards both of you. We've got no time to find out how you and I are. I can see you're fine. You could play 98 minutes of football in your sleep. But when he talks about how the fans treated you, that was largely because they saw you both as sellouts. Expand on that.
Yeah, at that time it was the height of apartheid. It was rife, and people were feeling that the white people were not, and they were not looking at it that it's a system. Mm-hmm. It was not everyone was doing that, and so they just didn't want to see any predominantly white teams succeeding in beating one of the greatest, like Orlando Pirates or Moroka Swallows or Kaizer Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So they would just not like to see that. And even if you go to Durban, AmaZulu, African Wanderers, Durban Bushbucks, so those were the teams at the time. So that was the abuse, but it made me very strong because I could understand, because at that time also I was just an activist understanding that this was an experience for me that to prove that not every white person is like that. And because I was welcomed and I was looked after by the same people which the supporters didn't understand, but I could understand where the supporters were coming from.
Yeah, you're too popular for me, so I'm going to go straight to the lines. I've got Richard and Protea Land. Richard, good evening.
Good evening, Robert. How are you?
I'm very good. You want to pay tribute to this man?
That's my coach, Ntate Ndobela.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm all right. I used to stay to Shawela, and I played for Ganas. You were my coach. I was a goalkeeper.
So yes, I do remember. I remember very well, yeah.
Yes, that's my coach, Robert. And the late Eddie Zwindi was our number one fan. He used to support us very much by then.
Yes, of course. That were the Gunners.
Yes. So I played for him. I was his goalkeeper.
Sure. And what kind of a man was he, you know, from a personal perspective, you as a player?
Down to earth, he will encourage us. That's why a place like Abo Serero, Abo Thulanhla Zwayo, they made it in soccer, because he knows how to groom young ones.
No, that's a very important point.
It's a fantastic guy, yes, 100%, yes.
Yeah, I love it, Richard. Thank you so much indeed. I mean, both of the Thulanis were in your hands. And when he first signed up, he was, 18 years old in Cape Town. John Committee saw him. And within 2 seconds, 300,000 rand was in your bank account.
Yes.
No, am I lying, though?
No, you're not. But it came a little bit earlier at 13-14 and Thulane 15.
Yeah.
But the amount which you're talking about, it was after a negotiation with the John Committees, it was supposed to be 100,000. But because he was doing so well, then I said, oh man, please, can you? Then he said, it doesn't work that way, Mike, man. I have to speak to the board and all that. But then he said, I'm going to make your case. Then we got the 300,000, which I shared it with the team, which also he played for before. He played for Senawane Gunners. He played for Mapetla Barcelona. So I gave them part of the money to that team.
I love your honesty, though, because you were never going to deny that it was 300,000.
No.
But just quickly before I take a break, though,
sure.
And it's so ironic that you are in studio on a day where Cape Town City have announced that, you know, Thulani is going to be leaving the club as well. Has he spoken to you? I don't even know how or why. I saw him 2 weeks ago when I was down in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Spoke to him, so happy to see him. I hadn't seen him in years since he came back from overseas. What's happened?
Oh, he's my son, you know, look, but when he was in Europe, I couldn't continue managing him because of the distance and all that. And then we parted and everything was okay.
Sure.
And then when he was coming back, we did speak a little bit. And I said, okay, maybe one of the best teams for you is Kaizer Chiefs if you want, because I thought you'll finish in a bigger team and all that. But because of the relationship he had with John, and he wanted to repay him, because John has been good to him and has been good to me as well. So I could understand, but I didn't speak to him when he was in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw it in the newspapers that they may be parting. But I'm sure it's because of the fitness, I would think. When he came, he had not been playing for about 3 months and all that. And then when you miss that part of build up in terms of your fitness, it's very difficult to join a team. It's rather if you are with another team and you did their preseason and all that, and then when you go in, but if you haven't done that and you come in, I saw him in one game, he was really struggling in that game.
All right, so Nanana Ndombele is my guest here. When you come back from the break, Deborah, we see you. We're going to come back. I know you wanted to call and chat to our guest here tonight. It is your show. It's his show. All we're saying is thank you so much indeed for the contribution that you've made to SA football, making it a better and a safer place. I see your T-shirt there. Just quickly, I see a very small car.
Yeah, take me home.
It's a Nanana.
It's a Nanana.
It's a Nanana. Eh?
It's a Nanana, yes.
It's a Nanana, okay.
Hashtag MSW live on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Hi, Rob. Good evening. I hope you are well. I don't know where to start with your guest tonight. I just call him Skipper. One person I've looked up to. In Snawani, in Soweto, he's my role model. He knows that, and he knows it. One person I have always been with across all the football levels, you know, I don't know where I have not worked with him. I played with him at professional level. I have reported to him at the professional level. I have worked with him also even at national teams. I mean, Mike have been everywhere. I don't know where I've worked in football and I've never met Mike or worked with him, you know. I reported at him at Mamelodi Sundowns. I imagine landing a job and reporting to a person that you grew up to, your role model. And then you have to report to him. How simple it was for me. It was a soft landing for me also when I came to Mamelodi Sundowns, that this is the person that is my role model. Now I have to report to him and even work with him. He helped me to mold the team of Mamelodi Sundowns when I arrived. He knew everything when I arrived. He guided me and said, look at that, touch that. You know, not even interfering, you know, working with somebody who has his hand or his arm around him or your shoulder. He's standing behind you and he's got his hands on your shoulder. Imagine with working with a person like that, I would not have contributed the little bit of success that we did at Mamelodi Sundowns if I didn't have Mike as my manager, as my technical manager, everything.
Spoken from the heart. It's the first part of the great legend himself, Pitso Msimane, Dr. Pitso Msimane, paying tribute to you, Mike Ndombele. I mean, how do you respond to that? Because he talks about the soft landing that you allowed him when you were the boss?
No, yeah. We came a long way. We grew up together. He's just younger than me. And so when he was there, I remembered some of the things his father said. He said, hey, you must look after my son. So I that always in my mind to make sure that I look after him and make sure. But I'm just like that in sports. I just support anyone who's appointed, who's in a club. I don't care whether I know more than him or not, or that doesn't even matter to me. It's just that when you are in a team or in a club, you must be able to conform to some of the things. You must be able to be supportive of the, because it's not about you, it's about the team. All of us have to work the right direction, and the club I love so much. You know, Sundowns is where I, after leaving Wits, I moved to Sundowns, and it was very close to me during the Zola Mahobe era. I was also a captain. So when you are leading, you must also allow to be led.
Yes. And because you're such a humble person, you know, the way you said it so quickly, when I moved to Sundowns and I was captain. You know, he says it so softly, like it's a small thing. Hey, Baba, and Zola Mahobe, the late. Those are the times. Mike Mangena would know as well.
Yeah.
Those are the times that everybody, all the players, their wives, their girlfriends, were given an opportunity by Brazola to pack their bags and go to the UK to go and watch the FA Cup.
Yeah, this was a visionary. You know, Zola was something else, because the way he went to Mamelodi, and the club was in Mamelodi, and he never tried to move the club from Mamelodi. He kept it there in Mamelodi, and he supported the team, and he brought all the ideas, and he wanted us to make us to see the difference between our football and the football in overseas, and relax with your girlfriend or your wife.
Not both.
Not both. I was very careful about that. You know, so that was the logo. When I rejoined Sundowns as under Patrice Motsepe, I was able to choose which position did I want, because he asked me, which position you want?
Oh.
You want to be to head the academy, or you want to be a team manager? I said, no, I want to be a team manager. He said, why? Because you've been working in law. I said, no, because I want to see that the club has got results. Because if I'm there, I want to be in the mix, so that if like the results are not there, then you can easily fire me. It's easy.
That is why his name is Mike Ndombela, guys. Imagine Patrice Motsepe says to you, welcome back to Sundowns. What position would you like to occupy in this wonderful team? And then you choose. And then you get a nice big salary. I know. Tebza Teboho in the East Rand. I know he's been very patient. Thank you indeed for that. I know this man means a lot to you, and that's why you've hung on for this long. Here he is in front of you. Go ahead.
Rob, tonight you are taking us back to the days when we used to scramble for the newspapers on Monday, just to get the picture of Mike and Ndombela as youngsters. Those are the guys that who made us fall in love with the game. And I was very shocked when I saw him recently at the Engine Cup, and the youngsters were not recognizing him. I was so chuffed to be in the same presence to where he was. And I think, as humble as he was, Rob, this man is an icon. And I think if he was born a Brazilian, he would have won a World Cup. And I just hope that, Mike, you can give us a project similar to Snawane Gunners, because one has never witnessed a final in the township similar to a Discovery final between Snawane Gunners and Westbury. If you consider something like, can I ask you if you can consider a project like that? Because we've never seen something like that. And I just want to thank you so much for your contribution in our football. Wishing you all the best.
Sure. Nice one. Maybe answer that one while he's still on the line about that project.
Okay.
Elokshin.
No, I would like to have a project like that. I try to go to all the townships And probably when we can, I can exchange the numbers and we could start the discussion. And more so because the clubs are like that, but what is falling behind is the school sport. And the school sport is staying behind. And this was the springboard for most of the players to go to look. So we could talk and maybe obviously, but I would like to lean more to the school sports because that's where we can unearth more of the players at earlier stage and be able to make sure that they try and test how is to play professional football.
Well, they have it, Tebogo. You happy with that, eh?
Okay, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your contribution because for me, I'm a huge fan of development football and I follow the game everywhere, but I've never seen a final like that, Westbury, Snawane Gunners. If we can have something like that, Mr. Ntombela, I think the country will see that you have a lot to offer in this game. And I don't think we have exhausted all the avenues or all your capabilities. Having seen the players at the Engine Cup last year, I think you can agree with me that we are capable of taking the football to the next level with the youngsters that we have in the country at the moment.
100%, Tebogo, thank you so much indeed, eh? Snawane Gunners, Mbabane Swallows, Reiger Park, Blackburn Rovers, Wits University, as well as Sundowns. Hey, you think we forget one, eh?
Hey, Rob, umkhumbi kwakhumalo la. Uphethe insizwa lapho. Ubaba Ntombela, uMahlobo. This guy was a game changer. Not only did he play and hug the line and played at left back with distinction, but for me, what I look at is his contribution towards football in South Africa. He, because of his outstanding performance at Wits University, he opened gates for opportunities for guys like Abo Ashley Makanya, Abo Lovers Mohlala, Abo Charles Johan, and all those guys who were then called Abantu Abamnyama at the time. And not only did he do that, he also went in and developed ama players anjengabo Thulani Serero, abo Hlatshwayo, and the list goes on. And I know I've attended ama meetings naye with regards to my defunct team now. I know we contribution kaBaba Ntombela. I just want to say siyabonga baba, you've contributed. You'll always remain a legend to us. We may not say this every day, Babu Mahlobo, but to us you are a legend. You defied everything, going to Wits and proving yourself that you were better than the players that you find in that system. That says a lot about you.
Mkhumbi Khumalo has said everything. You look speechless.
Yeah, very speechless. I think it was a great honor to play for that club called Wits University. They looked after me very well. Raymond Heck, Ronnie Slosh were key. So I'm very appreciative, and Mike Mangena was also very key in my career because he supported me a lot when I arrived at Wits. So, thank you.
I did say to you during the ad break, and I'll just share it briefly with the listeners, is that we had the responsibility of the Soweto Derby, which has eaten up a lot of your time. You've agreed that you'll come back for, like Mangena said earlier, you need an entire hour or even more to break down your life and your career. And one of the things that Tebogo says as well about the national team is something that is mentioned on the flip cover of the book that you've written. So, you know, Mike Ntombela wrote a book. It's called After the Fans Have Stopped Cheering. Maybe, Tebogo, you're onto something there, saying that he witnessed others who did not recognize him and give him the credit while pitch side, is that sometimes people don't know. But going back to the national team, on the flip side, you say, and it describes you, says Mike Ntombela was probably one of the most underrated left-backs and attacking midfielders of his time, not to don the Bafana Bafana jersey. His exclusion decided by forces beyond his control, rather than doubts about his ability. Says, possessing all the qualities that one can find in a fine footballer, Ntombela hung up his boots at Sundowns age 35 in 1992. Coincidentally, the same year that South Africa was readmitted into the FIFA family after more than three decades of international isolation caused by the National Party government's racist policies. So that's where we're going to pick it up, though, because I'm very fascinated.
Yeah.
And then the book, it takes us through that journey very succinctly about what happened, why the exclusion, and so on. Are you okay with that? Can we pick it up on that? Because I'm very intrigued in knowing that.
Oh, yes. You know, like when we accepted back into world football.
Yeah.
At that time, I felt good. I need to retire. But I was looking at the national team. But I saw that the national team is okay now. There was David Nyati. So the left back was safe.
Yes.
So when they've got a player like that, then I could retire at that time and go to coaching at Sundowns. So I wished I could have played for it. But at least there's one time where I was a captain for the locally born players.
Yes.
In South Africa in 1988. So I played in that against the foreign-based, foreign-born players. So I can claim that I played for the national team.
No, you know, just when you mentioned 1988, I could feel in the room, everyone was like, huh? How? 88? I was not even born. I was not even this. I was not. Guys, listen, we're going to have part two. Nanana, thank you so much indeed for coming for part one today and understanding the situation all around. But thanks so much indeed. All the contributors, Bitsom Simane, Mike Mangena, Teboho, everybody else that has phoned in and also on social media. Mara Sports Worldwide continues on Monday. Reaction Monday. Will there be a trophy? Will there be no trophy? Who's going to be lifting it? Who won't be lifting it? Think about it.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.